Inner Peace, a compilation.
God, teach me to be patient. Teach me to go slow. Teach me how to wait on you when my way I do not know. Teach me sweet forbearance when things do not go right, so I remain unruffled when others grow uptight. Teach me how to quiet my racing, rising heart, so I may hear the answer you are trying to impart. Teach me to let go, dear God, and pray undisturbed until my heart is filled with inner peace and I learn to know your will. Helen Steiner Rice. Jesus promises us peace, another working of the Holy Spirit. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Just as Jesus calmed the stormy sea when his disciples thought their ship was sinking and they were about to drown, he can calm the storms of life and give you inner peace that passes all understanding. He did it for Paul and Silas when they were persecuted by being beaten and thrown into prison. Instead of despairing, they sang praises to God and were suddenly and miraculously set free. He did it for the early Christian martyrs who joyfully sang and praised God victoriously as they were burned at the stake and fed to the lions. And many onlookers so envied the supernatural peace that the Christians possessed that they too became believers. As you learn to trust in the Lord with all your heart, you'll find that He can give you perfect peace, no matter what is going on around you. Raphael Holding. Prayer. I praise you, my Lord, for giving me your inner peace, such calm as I stay nestled here in your arms. I praise you for this peace I feel, even when all else seems stormy. I praise you, my King, as I bow before you now in humble surrender. Trust doesn't just happen. As children, we learn to trust our parents because we feel their love and benefit from their care and mature understanding of life. We trust friends who have stuck with us through thick and thin. We trust business people whom we find to be honest and reliable. We trust people, in short, because of our experience with them. It's the same with God. The more we open our hearts to Him, the more we feel His love and concern. The more we study the Bible and Bible-based materials, the better we understand life, and the more we appreciate God's wisdom and goodness. The more we put God's promises to the test, the more faith we have in them. The more we take our problems to Him, the more we learn to depend on Him to work them out. The better we get to know Him, the more we trust Him. And the more we trust Him, the more inner peace we have. Keith Phillips. When the world goes to pieces, the best place to be is in the charmed circle of God's protection. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Even if there's turmoil and confusion all around you, you can have inner peace through the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. He never fails those who trust Him. David Brant Berg. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. Many things can happen in life that are just too much for us, but they aren't too much for the Lord. Ask Him to give you the peace of God which surpasses all understanding that comes when you tell Him your problems. It may take time to work out certain situations, but He will take away the feeling of stress they cause. So don't try to face everyday irritations alone. Ask the Lord to help, and the first help He'll send your way is His inner peace. Nana Williams. If we have not quiet in our minds, outward comfort will do no more for us than a golden slipper on a gouty foot. John Bunyan. Peace comes not from the absence of trouble, but from the presence of God. Author unknown. Dear restless heart, be still, for peace is God's own smile. His love can every wrong and sorrow reconcile. Just love and love and love, and calmly wait a while. Edith Willis Lynn. Let my spirit rest upon you and fill you with peace. Let my spirit flow through your thoughts, mingle with your spirit, and give you strength. Jesus, speaking in prophecy. There are many things that are essential to arriving at true peace of mind, and one of the most important is faith, which cannot be acquired without prayer. John Wooden. I am your good shepherd, and will take care of each and everything you need. I will be and am always with you. Never feel that I have left you alone, or that you battle this part of the race all by yourself. You are never alone, and never will be. I'm with you now and always. Keep holding on to my promises, and know that these are what will bring you through victorious, and with a faith that will shine more radiantly. Your faith in my care will give you an inner peace that will be a great stabilizing force. I will always be beside you and care for you in all the ways that I know you need me to. I treasure you greatly, and you'll know my love in even more fabulous ways than you've known till now. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Jesus, speaking in prophecy. When you find peace within yourself, you become the kind of person who can live at peace with others. Peace Pilgrim.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.